I want to challenge you today to not forget. And what I mean by that is it's easy for Christ followers to sometimes to forget all that Jesus has done, to forget the nature of Christ, about the fact that he's fully God and he's fully man. It's easy for us to forget about the preeminence of Christ. And sometimes in the midst of doing good, we as the church can miss the implication of the redemptive work of Christ. And today, I want to encourage you to remember. And the reason I want to remind you of this is because Paul does this very same thing in Colossae. As he's writing this letter to Colossians, he's wanting to encourage them by calling them to remember, to who Christ really is and what Christ really has done. And what's beautiful about this is one of my favorite passages, but it's not the only time it happens in Scripture. It's not the only person that writes this way in Scripture in regards to us remembering who Jesus really is. See, the writer in Hebrews does the same thing. As you read in Hebrews chapter 1, he starts off the same way. And let me just read this to you. He says that that long ago, at many times, in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now, I want you to think about, what Paul writes as you look in Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 15. He says he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things, listen to this, all things were created through him and for him. I want you to remember this word, toward. All things were created toward him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together, as he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. I love these words. It's a call to remember who Jesus is. Paul knew the importance of reminding these Jesus followers. And as a Jesus follower, we need to remember. We need to remember that first, Jesus is unique and distinguished from all creation. He existed first. He was before all creation. And we need to remember that he is unique and distinguished from all creation. Second thing, we need to be reminded that everything finds its purpose in Jesus. All of life is connected to Jesus. All of life is connected to his purpose. We find everything connected to him. Everything finds its purpose in Jesus. I think of 1 Corinthians 8:6, which says, "Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and from whom we exist, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist." We find everything finds its purpose in Jesus. The third thing that we need to remember is that Jesus is the first in all things. That Jesus is the first in all things. The fourth thing that we need to remember is that redemption through Jesus was God's plan from the beginning. That redemption through Jesus was God's plan from the beginning. Remember when I told you to remember the word toward? I think this is important for us. Think about it this way. When Paul says that all things were created through Jesus and for Jesus, the word through literally means that it was created toward. So you think of it this way. All creation was made toward Jesus. Everything that was ever created was made toward him. Do you know what that tells me? That everything was created with him in mind. And that redemption through Jesus Christ was God's plan from the beginning. It was God's plan from the beginning. The last one is the fact that the work is done. The work is completed. The work on the cross is done. The work of reconciliation, the work of paying the sin debt, all of that has already been completed. Past tense, done, finished, complete. It's done. Sometimes we have to stop and remember that. We need to remember the preeminence of Christ. As we think about this day and time in which we live and the challenges that we face and the oppression that we sense and watch and the injustice and the challenges and the difficulties and the encumbrances that we sense, we need to understand the preeminence of Christ, that he is unique and distinguished above all creation, that everything finds its purpose in Christ, that Jesus is before all things, and redemption through Christ is God's plan from the beginning, and the work of redemption is done. It is finished, is completed. We need to remember that. We need to be aware of that. So the question becomes, well, Brad, I understand that we should remember these things, but why? Really, why? I mean, I get the fact that these are important things to remember, but what's the why behind remembering these what's? Well, the why is simply this, that if we don't remember, we forget. And if we forget, we drift. Now, think about this. In Hebrews 2:1, the writer says, "Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it." This is what the writer is saying, that we have to remember. We have to remember what we've heard. And if we don't remember what we heard, we will end up drifting away from it. See, you drift, I drift, when we forget. When we forget, we end up drifting. And see, I think it's important because what Jesus has done for us and the work he's done for us, we have to understand who he is and what he's done. And specifically, as Paul's writing here to Colossae and as he's writing to us, Just that last part of that verse, that he is now reconciled in his body, the flesh, by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. Now, this is what he says. If indeed you continue in the faith. Now, sometimes we think about that as, well, I've got to do work somehow and continue out my faith. So, in other words, my salvation is based upon the work that I'm doing going forward, remembering faith. But that's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about, that if indeed you continue in the faith that you first heard, steadfast and stable, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard. The idea is you hold on to the gospel that you heard. You hold on to the pure gospel of the preeminence of Christ and the work of Christ. See, we have to be careful to pay close attention to what we've heard so that we don't drift. So the question is, how do we drift? How do we drift? A couple of things. One, sin causes us to drift. What happens in sin is that we become preoccupied with something else. Something else becomes our idol in life, and so we follow after the idol, and the idol takes our time, and we forget about Christ, and we forget about the work and the mission of reconciliation and about his will. And so we begin to drift about who he is. It doesn't enter our mind anymore. We also drift in works. This idea that I've got to show God up or show him something or demonstrate or prove something to him. In other words, I'm going to earn my way and earn my righteousness and earn my hard works. I'll be so good that there's no way that he can turn me away. And the idea is that you forget about the fact that you are made righteous by the work of Christ on the cross, that you have been redeemed by him, and that work has already been done. You're righteous in the sight already to begin with because of the grace of God. And we forget that. We get so involved with trying to prove ourselves. We begin to drift. Traditions. Traditions cause us to drift because when traditions become more important than the gospel, oftentimes we find that happening in churches today where traditions take up protocol and take up really the work of what the church is actually doing, and it becomes more of a community or a club than it becomes the expansion of the gospel. And traditions become more important than what the gospel situates or states, or the traditions become more important and they begin to drift. They forget about the preeminence of Christ. Another way we drift is doubts. Doubts come in and doubts begin to take up residence in us, and we begin to doubt things about the gospel, or we ask questions about things and we begin to doubt what those answers might be, and we doubt why God would allow this and why God would allow that, and we try to reconcile and rationalize, and the idea is doubts begin to settle in. Paul says, you need to remember this faith that you first believed. Because the fifth area that drift sets in is in add-ons. That's kind of like the idea of add-ons. It's kind of like the idea of adding on things to your salvation, adding on things to faith, that you add on experiences and sacred acts and texts and all this kind of stuff, that all of a sudden you're bombarded with all these type of things that you've got to add on in some way in order to obtain or retain righteousness. Kind of like when you go to the grocery store and you kind of have already idea what it is you buy, and you come with your cart to the lane to check out, and you see all the gum and the candy and the soft drinks and the magazines and all the knickknacks. Those are add-ons. Those are impulse buys. See, sometimes add-ons cause us to drift. So, what is it we can do? And I think about this in the sense of where we are as Jesus followers in the day in which we live, the uniqueness of our times. We need to remember the preeminence of Christ. We need to remember who he is and what he's done. And when we're following Jesus, who he is. And some of the ways that we can be reminded, and some of the ways that we can remember to stay on task, remember who he is, and to hold on to the faith that we knew in the beginning. One of the ways that we can do that is memorize Scripture. We can begin to memorize God's Word as we hide it and tuck it into our hearts and our minds, and we recall it throughout the day about who Christ is, about what God's done. God's Word never returns void, and when we tuck it away in our hearts and we plant it in our hearts, it's what springs out. The other is that we can meditate on a specific meaning or specific word in Scripture. And maybe it means that we begin to meditate or think about what a meaning or what a particular word might mean and how it impacts us. Give you an example, just as we were talking about what it meant when Paul was talking about that all things were created through Christ and for Christ, this idea of through being toward, you can contemplate and meditate on that whole aspect of everything being created towards Jesus. The idea that nothing was created without Jesus in mind. When you begin to think of the supremacy of Christ, the preeminence of Christ, it's a great meditative thought. The third one is that we can recite the gospel, and we can talk about in our own minds, our own hearts, what it means to be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith and not by works, which is something that you can't do. You can't do. So it's about reciting Scripture. It's about reciting the gospel and thinking about it. The fourth one is about sharing your story. What is the story? What are the stories that speak about the transformation, that speak about the change, that speak about your encounter with Christ and your surrender to Christ? It's about sharing those, thinking about those, talking about that with others. And then I think the fifth one is really asking for wisdom and asking God to teach you through His Word about the preeminence of Christ and who Christ is and what He's done. See, we need to remember the one who we placed our faith and trust into and never forget. We need not forget the author, the finisher, the creator, the redeemer. See, when we forget, faith loses its power. Paul wanted these Christians in Colossae to remember who it was that they were following, to have no doubt on who Jesus is and who Jesus was and what Jesus did, to have no doubt in the one that they placed their faith in, to have no doubt that Jesus was fully God, and to realize where they were in Christ and in relationship to the Father. You can't forget that. Don't drift from that. Don't get scattered from that. You've got to remember the preeminence of Christ. If you're going to walk faithfully with Him, this faithful walk begins with a relationship with Jesus. It begins with faith and belief and telling Christ, telling God, that you believe in Jesus, that you believe that He's God's Son. He died on the cross for your sins. He's the only one who forgives you and gives you life. And so you place your hope and faith and trust in Him, turning from what you did before to embracing and repenting and turning to what He has for you today. That begins the journey. That's the pure gospel, the pure faith. It's the work of Christ on our behalf. Remember. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you for these words from Paul about remembering and how important it is to recognize who Jesus really is. And even at times to have clarity in our faith and to be reminded and to know and to hold on to that knowledge and to hold on to that knowing as we live a life of faith, fully expecting the hope that we hold on to. Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you have done for us through Christ. And I thank you. I thank you for walking with us. We love you, Jesus, for it's in your name we pray. Amen.